In October, a huge gas leak was discovered at an underground storage field in northwest Los Angeles. Thousands of tons of the potent greenhouse gas methane have poured into the Porter Ranch section of the city. Methane emissions happen all over the world. Some leaks are vented and burned off with gas flares. Often, the colorless, odorless gas vents directly into the atmosphere, undetected and unreported. Until now. Christina Nunez writes in National Geographic about a new satellite imaging tool that can locate the biggest leaks and worst offenders. Christina Nunez, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you.
So first, a little on methane, how it's produced and stored.
Well, methane is the primary component of natural gas. We have in the United States a long supply chain and, as you probably know, a huge energy boom over the past several years in producing natural gas. And one of the ways that it's leaking now is it's coming from oil production sites. A company drills for oil. They hit some natural gas along with the oil. It comes up and they need to dispose of it. So that's one of the issues that we're seeing with gas flaring.
What's the effect of methane on the environment?
Well, methane is a potent heat-trapping gas. It's 84 times more potent than carbon dioxide, and that's over a period of 20 years. So it's definitely a concern when it comes to the environment.
So we've probably all seen those images of, you know, a sort of like pipe coming out of the ground and then it's lit, so there's this burning flame. Now, this is what they call flaring, right?
Yes, that's right. The reason why you might see, if you're driving by an oil drilling site, you might see a sort of torch-like chimney, and that is how industry disposes of natural gas that it can't use. And the reason that they burn it is because burning it transforms it into carbon. As we mentioned before, methane is much more potent as a heat-trapping gas than carbon. So it is better to burn it than to vent it directly into the atmosphere. But either way, it does represent waste and additional emissions.
Mm-hmm. Well, many listeners may have been hearing about this particular leak at the Aliso Canyon because it's been leaking for months in a metropolitan area. But do you have any idea of how many similar facilities there are in the U.S.?
Yes, there are about 300 similar facilities in the U.S., and that's just storage facilities. So the Aliso Canyon facility was a storage facility that was sort of the last point before natural gas gets delivered to customers in that area.
How about all over the world? Anyone actually keeping track of how much methane is being vented into the environment?
Well, there have been a number of studies. A group called the Environmental Defense Fund has done a lot of work on this, and there are a number of scientists who are trying to track this. Studies have shown that more methane is leaking from U.S. oil and gas facilities than was previously estimated by the Environmental Protection Agency. It's also several million dollars of waste that's worldwide. It's billions of dollars of waste.
Now, as you've mentioned, methane gas is invisible and odorless, so very hard to detect just how much could be leaking and even how much is being flared at oil storage and production facilities. You wrote about a new satellite tool, this is called VIIRS, that is helping scientists understand the scope of the methane problem, at least when it comes to flaring. So what is this?
Well, this is a suite of infrared satellite technology that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, has been using to try to spot gas flares. One of the things that makes them so difficult to track is that there's no standardized reporting system across the globe for these companies that are flaring. Some of it's happening in remote locations, Siberia in Russia, Iran, Iraq. So there's no comprehensive way to really track this. And so NOAA has used this tool, which is particularly good at isolating these gas flares at night. And that's one of the ways that they've captured what's happening.
Well, a lot of environmentalists have actually seen the Aliso Canyon leak as maybe an opportunity or a call for action for the EPA to crack down. And indeed, late last week, the Bureau of Land Management proposed updates to its 30-plus-year-old regulations on oil and gas production to, quote, bring them in line with technical innovations in the industry, end quote. So what exactly is the federal government proposing?
That's right. And the regulations proposed last week will cover federal lands. What they're proposing is that companies deploy more of this technology to find and fix leaks, update old equipment, and reduce flaring to the extent possible. Sometimes flaring is necessary for safety reasons, but a lot of the time it happens because there simply isn't a market or the infrastructure to carry the natural gas out. So they're trying to encourage companies to put in place the technology and the infrastructure to capture that gas.
And this is all on leased wells on federal or Indian land. So any effect on the uncaptured leaks that are being detected by technology like VEERS?
Well, the Aliso Canyon facility, for example, wouldn't be covered by any of the proposed rules. That's one of the things that environmental groups have criticized the Obama administration on, is the fact that they're not covering the existing sources on private land. The latest rules for public lands would cover existing sources, but again, that's a small percentage. So there's still a lot of opportunity. The industry says that it is working to reduce leaks and flaring. It's already making progress, and that regulation isn't needed. But obviously, environmental groups differ.
So far, Christina, is there any form of accountability for offenders? I mean, can we compare this to dumping hazardous waste, or are gas leaks treated differently, and especially as a byproduct of fracking?
Well, I think they are treated differently because, as we've been talking about, a lot of times they're going undetected, and the companies haven't even put in place the mechanisms to know where leaks are happening and to stop them. So right now, I think the EPA is focused on trying to get both voluntary and regulatory action, and they've been a bit vague about how enforcement would actually occur, but I think it's very early right now in terms of being able to detect where these things are happening and cut them off.
Christina Nunez, thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Christina Nunez, she's senior producer and writer for National Geographic. Her article, "The World is Hemorrhaging Methane, and Now We Can See Where," is part of a special series called The Great Energy Challenge. You'll find a link to read it for yourself and see a map of where the greatest known methane flares are at wordofmouthradio.org.